Five of the seven justices disagreed with most or all of Chief Justice Shirley Abrahamson's proposals to make the court proceedings more transparent. Abrahamson had suggested making all court conferences open, possibly even videotaping them. This prompted Justice Annette Ziegler to wonder,
if this is going to be like a reality TV show, where all of a sudden we all have cameras watching us when we walk into our office.
Other justices, including Patrick Crooks, said they feared the move would be stifling.
I would be very concerned about feeling somewhat restricted in terms of what I was going to say if we had open deliberations on cases, because I might not be totally certain of my opinion.
But Justice Anne Walsh Bradley was sometimes passionate in her advocacy for some kind of change.
I would do it for 3 months or 4 months, and for us to assess it. But I think we can't do business as usual. We need some bold ideas.
Bradley and Chief Justice Abrahamson were the only justices to vote for any of the measures. A similar proposal to open the high court conferences to the public was made in 2007. Chief Justice Abrahamson was against it then and said she changed her mind now because she's had more time to experience open administrative conferences like this one. The Supreme Court decided to wait to vote on another proposal to hire an expert in small group dynamics who would work with the justices on conflict resolution. They'll take up that matter at their next administrative conference in 2 weeks. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.